We are joined now by two members of the Bouncing Bulldogs and also Coach Ray Frederick. We have Laurel and Aisha from the squad and Coach Frederick here. So thank you all for being here in the studio with us, first of all.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
And we've got a lot going on with the Bouncing Bulldogs coming up. But before we get into the stuff that's coming up specifically, a few things, a few observations for me. Everyone that I've told that I was doing this interview to got super excited and was like, the Bouncing Bulldogs are awesome. Are you going to get to see them do anything? And I'm like, oh, we're in a studio. So I think it's just a conversation, unfortunately.
Yes, sir.
but I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about what the Bouncing Bulldogs are, who you are, what your mission is, and what you do.
The Bouncing Bulldogs have been around since 1985. Over those years, we've had boys and girls to participate in our program probably from about 70 different schools and a total of about 6,000 families when you start looking at our competitive team, our classes, and summer camps. And we're community-based, and we try to connect with the community to enrich the community, and we're so fortunate to be in Chapel Hill and Durham, and we've received tremendous support over the 36 years.
So why jump rope instruction? Like, you know, it seems like the work you do, there are lots of different avenues that you could have gone. How did we get to jump rope?
Well, when you think about jump rope enhances all the systems of the body. Personally, I think it's the number one sport in the world to develop the different systems of the body. And it builds young people self-confidence. And something that we do that is very unique, we start boys and girls out with double dutch. Most people around the world, they will start boys and girls out with single rope. But when you build young people confidence, we both know that, hey, the sky is not the limit. They just can do whatever they choose to do. So by turning the double dutch ropes, the person thinks that they're doing all the work, but 98% of double dutch is turning. So the kids say, wow, I am so good, but the confidence goes straight up, and that's what we want, because when you have confidence, again, everything else comes easy.
That's the voice of Coach Ray Frederick from the Bouncing Bulldogs. We also have two members of the squad here. We've got Aisha and Laurel. So Aisha, we'll start with you. How did you get involved, and what do you feel like you've gotten out of it?
I got involved in jump rope when I was 5 years old, and we saw a lot of signs around town, and we decided to try it out for camp. And then I started going to camp, and then from there I went to classes, and then I joined the team, and now I've been a part of the team for 9 years.
And what's your favorite kind of aspect of being a veteran team member for the Bouncing Bulldogs?
My favorite aspect of being a part of the team is probably the friendships that I've made, because I think I've made a lot of friends on the team, and it's just a fun way to get fitness and socialize, I guess.
How about you, Laurel?
My sister started doing the team before me, and when I went to go watch her at a camp show, I was like, I want to try this. So I came to a camp, and I really liked it, and so I've been on the team since third grade, and it's been a lot of fun, and the community I have is probably the best thing I've gotten out of it.
So one of the best things about having an activity like this is having the opportunity to make those connections with other people that have those interests, but also have the same motivations and kind of help motivate you, get you to achieve goals outside of the activity that you're doing is the thing that I've frequently found in things like this. Coach Frederick, we've got the 34th North Carolina Rope Skipping Workshop coming up. What can you tell us about that?
Well, what we try to do every year, we try to bring in the best jumpers in the world to connect with the boys and girls in the local community. And we've been able to do that this year. We're bringing in jumpers from Germany, South Korea, Hong Kong, France, and Tanzania, and many states throughout the USA. And when we bring these individuals in, it gives our jumper a chance to learn different skills. Once they learn those skills, we can take those skills back to the local schools, and it will enrich those boys and girls, and I think it builds relationships and, again, self-confidence. But that's the strategy of the workshop. We bring in the best, we learn from the best, we also house them, And then we also raise all of the funds to fly them in. They do not have to pay one penny. And you're probably thinking, how in the world do they raise the money for these athletes? The money is raised by our student athletes. They'll go out and they talk to local businesses. And I was just talking with one of our parents this morning. Over the 33 years of the workshop, we've had over 400 businesses in the Triangle to support our workshop. That is probably unheard of. And a lot of that is due to the, I think, skill set of our jumpers when they go and talk to these businesses. And they can develop a life skill by talking to someone. And sometimes the person will say no, but just keep asking and the person will say yes. And then our parent committee has been unbelievable. We have two co-chairs of the workshop, and they work with a committee to plan the whole event when it comes to serving lunch to the athletes, security, decoration. We also have an auction where different organizations in the Triangle will donate items, and we raise money to help offset the cost of the workshop.
It's the voice of Coach Ray Frederick from the Bouncing Bulldogs, and they're here partially just because they're awesome and fun to talk to, but also because the 34th North Carolina Rope Skipping Workshop is at East Chapel Hill High. That's coming up real soon on November 11th, and it's from 10 to 4. We also have two members of the squad, Laurel and Aisha, here. So I want to ask both of you what you're looking forward to for the workshop. And you're both kind of veteran members, so you've been through these workshops before. What are you looking forward to this year?
One thing I'm looking forward to is getting to learn from other jumpers from around the world that we don't get to see a lot. And yeah, I think that's probably the most thing I'm looking forward to.
The workshop is a really incredible experience where we get to connect in a room full of people from all over the world, and we're all connected over our love for jump rope. And I'm really excited to learn from new people and learn from the alumni who taught me when I was younger and give other people the opportunity to learn jump rope.
I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, and this is for Coach Frederick as well. If you could just give me an example of something maybe from one of the past workshops where you saw something in action and you're like, yes, we want to do that.
Yes. Well, normally what we do when we compete in the summertime at national and world championship, most people don't know, we're observing who would we like to bring in to the workshop. And most people think the workshop is just Saturday, November the 11th. But the international jumpers fly in on the 8th of November. They do three school shows on the 9th. They do three school shows on the 10th. If you multiply that, probably 300 to 500 kids at these schools. They're connecting with boys and girls all over the Triangle. And then what we try to do also, we will bring in boys and girls who do not have the resources. We also have businesses that will support boys and girls, and we provide scholarships to kids who do not have the money. And a lot of people don't realize that, but we want 20% of our workshop to be boys and girls who are on scholarship, because we feel personally that's a big part of our community, making sure that there's no excuse for a person to learn jump rope.
We're talking with the Bouncing Bulldogs here on News on the Hill, and I wanted to open it up to Laurel and Aisha again. Also, any specific memories from previous workshops where you saw something you were excited about?
Just watching and observing other people jump is just a great experience to see how they do jump rope and how we do it, and it, like the similarities and the differences.
Right. And one other quick question for you as well. Is there anything, what happens after the workshop? I'm sure in the world of the Bouncing Bulldogs, the workshop's kind of a really big deal. But
yes.
But things are going to happen after that. So after the workshop wraps up, what's next for y'all?
Well, our focus is on, we have a theme every year before the workshop. And our theme this year is chasing excellence. Because you will never be perfect, but you can always improve. So what I mean by that, as soon as the workshop is over, we want to work on the skills that we have learned from the workshop. So we know that we will see some of the 4,000 teams around the world at the next competition. And they're probably saying to themselves, how did the Bulldogs make this jump? We made that jump because we brought in the best jumpers in the world, and we learned from them in November. So that this gives us about 6 months to really develop our skills. And I'm probably sharing some information that probably is going to help a lot of teams around the world. But this sharpens our skills, and when we get to the competition, our kids are so relaxed that they're going to do very well.
It's the voice of Coach Ray Frederick from the Bouncing Bulldogs. We're just about out of time. We've also got Laurel and Aisha from the Bouncing Bulldogs. Is there anything any of you would like to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I would like to add this. WCHL has been very supportive over the 33 years. And without the support of this radio station, a lot of things that we do locally, national, internationally would not be possible. But CHL has always been there for us, and we say thank you.
Glad to do it. Bouncing Bulldogs in the house. The 34th North Carolina Rope Skipping Workshop is at East Chapel Hill High on November 11th. It runs from 10 to 4. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you so much.